Hi, I'm Susan Rosenthal.
And I'm Tessa Brock. Welcome to the Dips of Doubt podcast, where we guide leaders through moments of uncertainty, because we know leadership can be difficult.
We are here to walk this journey alongside you, to normalize the challenges, grapple with the struggles, and celebrate the successes.
So let's get started dispelling those dips of doubt. Today, we're going to be talking about how we are contagious.
No. Contagious? Okay.
Oh, like COVID.
What kind of meaning is that? Get it, Tessa. What do you mean?
So I remember seeing this really cool Simon Sinek clip where he talked about how he was walking across the road and there was someone that their backpack had opened and all of their stuff had fallen out. And so Simon rushed across the street to go help them get all of the stuff back in their backpack. And as the person got their backpack back on themselves, they turned to Simon and they were like, "Thank you so much. Like, that was so thoughtful of you to do that." And this person was really incredibly touched and taken aback that Simon was willing to do that. So Simon noticed the impact that he had on that individual. And then he noticed what it felt like for him to feel that he had been so incredibly helpful, right? And so then as he made his way across to where he was going to be crossing the intersection, he noticed there was another individual that had witnessed all of that. And that person then paused and said, "Oh my goodness, that was so kind of you. That really was very, very cool of you to do that." And so Simon noticed in that moment that not only was his behavior to that person incredibly impactful, and it also impacted himself, but that it was incredibly contagious. And he noticed that it made a huge difference to the person that had just witnessed it. And I loved that story because as I think about who we are, like, we have this massive ripple effect on how we show up. And we can either choose to show up intentionally, thoughtfully, and positively, or we can show up as our automatic default version of ourselves that may or may not require people to walk on eggshells around us, or for us to feel entitled to be in a bad mood because we got bad news last night, or we didn't get enough sleep, or life is happening in our world. And I just think that it's so incredibly important for us to pause and think about how contagious we are, and that if I show up in a space and I'm in a good mood, my ripple effect is going to be incredibly powerful and contagious. And if I show up and I'm grumpy and crotchety and snarky and snotty and entitled to be, to feel whatever I'm feeling without emotional professionalism, then that also is going to be contagious. And so I love the conversation of being mindful both of emotional professionalism, but also to realize part of the reason is because our ripple effect is powerful and we're incredibly contagious.
Which reminds me of, I don't actually know who said it because maybe I'm just making it up in my head and I don't know, but it's that idea that when a principal sneezes, everyone catches a cold, right? It's that ripple effect. And that resonates for me so much when I hear you talk about contagious and not the cold contagious, right? Not, you know, "Ooh, if I touch you, I have cooties," as kids used to say, right? Maybe they still say it. I don't know. But it's that idea that our words and our actions are being watched and are powerful. And I love Simon Sinek. It is our book that we use in Lead Now, Together is Better, because those quotes mean something. And it's our offerings that mean something. And I do believe you can change a culture by the positivity that you bring to it, by the actions that you do, whether it's leaving a note, whether it's walking around campus and just smiling, whether it's walking into classrooms and just being present to notice students and to notice the teacher. Everyone has something good that they bring. And so it's such a gentle reminder not being contagious in a negative way, but
Right.
being contagious in a way that makes you want to be better because you see good happening around you. It's like that idea, kindness counts, right?
Yeah.
If I'm kind to you, you will be kind to someone else.
Right.
I know in schools, kids are taught open the door for others, or if they see adults opening the doors for others or greeting others, that catches on. And it's because of that ripple effect and how powerful that action of kindness is, and how powerful that action is to bring your positive weather to a school versus your negative weather to a school. And so I would completely agree. Anything you want to add to that?
No, I think that for me, I would just think about the challenge we would offer is really how are you aware of what are people catching from you, right? Are they catching positivity, or are you accidentally being contagious with your negativity?
Love that.
Thanks for listening. We know your time is precious. Remember, you've got this, and we've got you.
Now go shine your light and keep making a difference for others. You matter.